This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Dean and Robbie. And Dean, we're joined by a very special guest, aren't we?
Yes, we are. All the way from the Melbourne Rainbow Band. Please give it up for Mark.
Lovely gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Welcome along. Now, the Melbourne Rainbow Band, you've been with them for 7 years.
Seven. Actually, add another decade.
17.
17,
I wasn't paying attention.
No, that's all right.
Was I? I was dancing to the tune.
I know, I look very youthful on radio.
You really do. So you've been with them since you were what, 5?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. From the womb I was playing clarinet.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Now, I mean, I've seen you out and about in so many, well, with the band as well, in your lovely blue uniforms, at so many queer events all over the state, quite frankly.
Yes. Yeah, we've travelled a little and we've done a lot in Melbourne, which is good.
Well, this Saturday night, you guys are doing something very special. Now, 'tis the season. It is the end of year. We get our carols on. We have a whole lot of fun.
Absolutely. We've got our baubles on and we're ready to go.
So you guys are doing carols by Queer Light. Like, how many years have you been doing this?
Well, the band's been running for 23 years, and I've asked our archivist, I think is the word, our founder, Chris McIntyre, who said that it's up to 21 years that we've doing it on and off in regards to Melbourne. We used to do it at the Paran Market Forecourt. We've done it at Melbourne University, and now we're at St Kilda Town Hall.
A fantastic space, probably better acoustics than the Paran Market.
Well, and also too, in this sort of heat, it's lovely to have the air conditioning turned on, which they assure me will be at bumper conditioning.
They very much do pump the air conditioning for us. We're always very grateful, and we're grateful to the City of Port Phillip as well, who have been really supportive in having a lot of LGBTI events and spaces happening at the Town Hall, which is really great. Now,
yes,
it's a bit of a musical spectacular, isn't it?
It is. We've got singers. We've got a tuba player.
That was what I was most excited for, the tuba, because this is the Melbourne Rainbow Band, people.
That's right.
It's all about the music. We say thank you to the music for that one. So it's all about the music, but a tuba player, yes. Celebrity tubist.
Susan Bradley will be gracing our stage, and she's a Melbourne stalwart in regards to playing that beautiful instrument and euphone and other instruments as well in the lower bass clef area. And she's coming along to play All Santa Wants for Christmas is a Tuba, which is a beautiful novelty piece where our host gets to introduce it and then our choir will sing with the band and Susan on tuba.
Oh, my God. How much fun.
We're hoping Santa, like, we're pretty sure that he's going to arrive and we're going to be able to show off his tuba to him.
Well, we did get a message in earlier saying that they were looking forward to coming to Carols by Queer Light and hear that Santa's going to be there and that Santa is very hot with a hairy chest and sometimes puts out.
Well, I was going to say on a day like today he would be hot.
There's air conditioning at the St Kilda Town Hall. Exactly, we're all very grateful for that.
And I'm just wondering if that caller might have been named Matt. By chance? Yes.
His name was Matt.
Oh, really? He has quite a close connection to the North Pole.
Yes.
Matt's description of Santa is very different to the one my mother told me about.
Oh, really?
I'm confused.
Well, they're both very jolly, I'm sure.
Yes.
But Carols by Queer Light is a whole lot of fun. Now, every year, we hear about it every single year. It's all great. Now, I hear you guys are going to be recording it.
We are going to be recording it. So people, we've realised that Christmas time is when your family of choice or your immediate family come together. And we know that through the band, we've had 250 members through the band over its 23 years.
Wow.
And some of those members, quite a few of those members, are actually international members. So those from Canada, Asia, across Europe, this type of thing. So we actually broadcast it as a stream on the night, and they listen in, send us little notes, and we read them out and stuff like this.
Oh, like they tell you that you're doing things wrong or something.
Yeah, exactly. Bar six, you missed what. Yeah, that's right.
Mark's clarinet's a bit off.
Yeah, always. And so we record that as well. So people can listen in. If you can't be in the region and you can't get to St Kilda Town Hall, you can actually listen into the event on that night. But we have the content available to Joy as well. So this is the exciting thing, is that we're hoping that it'll come together and there'll be a little bit of Carols by Queer Light there for the Joysters.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. Now, what's great is it's not just about the music. You've also got some singers as well. You've got your choir and you've also got the fabulous Justin Clawson and Lisa Marie Parker.
Yes.
And also Michelle McCarthy having a sing-song, which is great. great.
Brilliant voices.
All very different as well. Justin's going to be upset because I know Justin loves a sparkly gown and he's going to be in sharp competition there.
Well, I'm thinking it's all the ladies in the house and he'll be totally at home.
Absolutely.
And singing his heart out.
Absolutely.
We've got... as well, we've got Damien Nicholas.
Oh, Damien Nicholas has a very familiar voice to the listeners of Joy, I'm sure.
People may have heard him in our advertisement well, and thought, oh, my God, is he back? No, he's been around all the time. He
never goes anywhere. We love that he gives his time in this way. It's absolutely wonderful and such a gorgeous voice. Very, very good at the emceeing.
We'll also have, we've got the city of... Port Phillip's mayor coming in just to give us an introduction well. So Dick Gross will be in there. And funnily enough, Dick actually played in the Melbourne Rainbow Band back in the day.
Really?
So in its sort of first few years, he's being a St Kilda boy. He came along to Rainbow Band and he was in Pride March and made quite an impression in his Pride March debut because he actually...
Where was that tuba?
Well, no, he plays piccolo. He's at the other end.
Oh, okay.
And he managed to... when the band turned right, Dick missed that little instruction.
Dick went left.
And, well, Dick went straight ahead, gaily forward, and marched straight past almost towards the yacht club, if people know the area.
Oh, my God.
And then had to be sort of grabbed and pulled back into rank.
Having too much fun with the music.
He was. He was, he was engrossed
in the moment. In the moment. Oh, well, now, it's happening this Saturday night at the St Kilda Town Hall. Tickets are still available, everyone. It's Carols by Queerline. What's the most exciting carol that you're excited to be performing?
Oh, look, I always like our carol where we do Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And this is because...
You're a very upbeat.
I am a little bit upbeat, but I do like the last verse, which is sing as loudly as possible whilst the choir, sopranos and upper voices do a descant, which is over the top they sing. And it is angelic in its feeling, but also too, when you've got 450 voices, so he's hoping we fill the auditorium, 450 voices plus the 40 voices of the choir and the 45 members of the Melbourne Rainbow Band playing.
It's going to be beaming.
It is awesome. And you know what? It makes me feel that Christmas has started.
Mm. It's a great way to kick it off. Now, it's happening this Saturday night, Saturday the 15th of December. It kicks off at 7:30, but the doors open to the St Kilda Town Hall from 6:30.
We want people to arrive and just relax and make their way to their table, go to the bar, relax, all those sorts of things so that we're ready at 7:30.
Now, you can get your tickets by going to mrb.org.au.
That's right.
Best way to get your tickets that way. Now, the Melbourne Rainbow Band are absolutely wonderful. Just tell me, Mark, why did you decide to be a part of the Melbourne Rainbow Band?
Briefly and everything, I would say that I had seen the Rainbow Band play at Carnival Day a number of times. I'd been to Pride March once and saw them play and watched them walk past. And I'd done a music degree in clarinet and music teaching. And I thought, why am I not a part of this? And all the fears that I had were allied the first time I turned up to it with the beaming faces of the members who turned and said, oh, welcome, come in, take a seat, play music, here it is, whatever. And also, let's have a break and a coffee and a chat and what are you doing after and let's go out and keep it. And that sincerity and honesty that the band has towards welcoming everybody, and we say that openly, that it's LGBTIQA, you're all welcome to come along, has stood me those 17 years.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. So, you know what? This is what you've got to do. Saturday night, get yourself down to St Kilda Town Hall, come to Carols by Queerline and hear the amazing music played and the amazing singers and all of it. Thank you, Mark, for coming in. It's the Melbourne Rainbow Band. You got to be a part of it. It's absolutely lovely. I'm all excited. It's a surefire way to get me into the festive season. Now, before we go, Mark.
Yes.
Are you a Kylie fan?
A little.
So have you heard a bit about the competition that we've got on air at the moment?
I've heard about Kylie before.
You've heard about Kylie. Yeah, Kylie. Yep, Kylie from Camberwell. Well, what we're doing is we're giving away a double pass to see Kylie live in concert next March.
Wonderful.
To Joy listeners. And we've made a little clip to see if they can guess the Kylie songs that we've put together in our Kylie compilation.
Can I tell you, Dean, I've been sitting over here by the computer and the entries have been rolling in. It's very exciting.
So many entries. So I just want to see, just by listening, how many do you think you can guess? We may as well let our listeners have another listen as well.
Pressure is on.
All right, so how many Kylie songs can you correctly guess? Don't say the names of them, write them down. Here we go.
I'm on F-F-U-F-U-N-K.
was. It was the 10 Carly songs in our Carly compilation, and you're only able to guess four.
Oh, I'm a bad guy.
Are you a joy member?
I am a joy member.
Well, then that's good. So you can go into the draw, quite frankly, which is really exciting.
That's about the consensus. Most people are coming back with about four or five, so you're doing quite well.
Of the 10, so that's pretty good. Yeah. Like, there's 10 songs. So as we were saying, we've got a double pass to give away to see Kylie on March 13th at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, her golden concert, thanks to Frontier Touring. So if you want to go into the draw to win that, all you've got to do is guess any of those 10 songs. And for everyone you guess correctly, which seems to be four or five that everyone's guessing, you get four or five entries into the draw to go and see Kylie. You can hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au with your entries. That's all you've got to do. And don't forget, this Saturday night, Carols by Queer Light, the Melbourne Rainbow Band, lots of singers, a choir, Santa. It's going to be so much fun. What better way to get yourself into the festive season than queering it up with a bit of Melbourne Rainbow Band realness?
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you for joining us. And all the best for this Saturday.
Wonderful. Thank you, Robbie Dean.
And this is Speechless, which we are anything but, by Mishmash. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
Let the bells ring as the Melbourne Rainbow Band presents Carols by Queer Light, a night of Christmas celebration for the entire LGBTIQ community. Join host Damien Nicholas, hey, that's me, along with guest singers Lisa Marie Parker and Justin Clausen this December to bring together our diverse community and celebrate the campus thing since Christmas. Carols by Queer Light, St Kilda Town Hall. Doors open 6:30, show at 7:30. Saturday, 15th of December, family tickets and group bookings available. See mrb.org.au for details. Joy sponsor.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.